We're back with Rewind, and it's Aston Villa, penultimate game of the season. But we start on the 13th of May 2024, Jurgen Klopp's last away game. It is Liverpool 3, Aston Villa 3. It's interesting to note that there's three mainstays from Liverpool's title winning season, the season after, which Jurgen Klopp would not be manager of, in Dominic Szoboszlai, in Gravenberch, and Ibrahima Konate. That are all on the bench. And I would say, fair to say at that point, all very much out of favour. They are on the bench. And in their places are Lautaro Endo, Harvey Elliott, Gerald Kwanza. Two of the three are not even at the club anymore. And I'd hazard a guess to say the third one probably won't be after this summer. So it is quite an interesting and quite seismic shift that happens post this sort of summer that. I think, again, if we're going to sort of bring it back to the current day, you can maybe argue Arne Slot deserves a bit of credit for considering he's getting pelters now. But I would argue all three of those players were pretty much out of favour with Jurgen Klopp around that time. And, you know, by the time the next calendar May comes around, they're absolutely pivotal to Liverpool win the Premier League.
The boss likes the obvious one, I think, because he really stands out more than the others. Because thinking back to that time, I can see why. I don't think anyone went to Villa Park that night and thought, "I can't believe he's not playing to boss line. I can't believe he's doing that. That's outrageous." Because he went off the boil towards the end of that season. I know he had the great start. He scored. Is it Villa he scores against in his first home game? But yeah, Villa again, yeah, and there's all these comparisons about him and Gerrard and people trying to AI different shapes so they can look like they can one can fade into the other. And I remember thinking at the time that that's really unfair on both of them.